Hello everyone, welcome. Into the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He loves His people so much. To those of you who have ears to hear, you know the wonders of God. You know how when you obey His word, it put things in motion that will happen. Positive things start happening in your life. And I wish that for everybody. Sometimes people, they feel like, well, you Christians are just trying to tell people what to do. Or, you know, you don't respect me or my opinions. And as a man, I know how opinions are. But by the word, I learned that we are born in sin, which is a problem. And something has to be done about it. And if I say nothing and just, you know, let people flow in their opinions, they're going to die. And this is why I say that. We're already judged. It's not about me being smarter than you. It's not about Christians being smarter than people that's not Christians. It's that forgiveness for our sins is available through Jesus Christ. Fellowship with God is available through Jesus Christ. His blood washed away our sin. Now, why would God go through all that trouble to free us from sin so that we can live forever if it wasn't necessary? Now, when you believe on Jesus Christ, you change the facts. He gives you, you believed on Jesus, the Lord gives you a new heart, a new spirit. He cleans you from all the wrong that you've done and give you a new spirit. You don't want to do wrong anymore. You're sharing His love now. And then the word will help you. The word of God is the knowledge of love. So when you receive the word of God, you're receiving the knowledge of love. Now, among people in the world, that's not always popular, because when you live according to the love of God, you don't look important, or you may not look important to proud people, because Satan is the opposite of God. He loves power. Most people love power. Well, many people love power, maybe not most, but people think they want power. They want to be powerful. They want to seem powerful. You know, people even like cars with the big engines because they love power. Women love men they're infatuated with men that's powerful, that control things, that can give people jobs. You know, they have much. See, money in the eyes of the world is power. And people will give their souls to that kind of power. But it's really nothing compared to the love of God. The love of God has so many more abilities. You wouldn't know that unless you receive what God is saying. Nevertheless, everybody on earth is already judged. And that's a problem. We preach Jesus to get people out of the judgment path. We don't want people to go to hell. That's where they're going. Now, a lot of people have already gone, and I, you know, I've been to hell before. The Lord took me in January of 96. January of 86, 1986. He took me to hell, and I saw it. And a lot of people, when people go to hell, they are very surprised. And they wished somebody would have reached them. Now, when people tried to reach them, they wouldn't listen. They said, "He's just trying to tell me what to do." Now, a proud person don't like to be told what to do right off the bat. So the way people are, however people are in their heart, that's how they think others are. they automatically think that everybody's just like they process information like they do. A proud person wants to be in control. They want to feel in control. And they want to be in control of their destiny. And they really, if you're born in this world, you're not in control of your destiny. Satan made it look like you're in control when you're not. You're weak. Your life is just a vapor. It's not going to last that long compared to his life. See, he come out of eternity. He come out of, he had a beginning. So he's not eternal like God is. But he lived for a very long time. Satan is probably many thousands and thousands of years old. And he come out of a society that didn't die. And he saw God's face. He knows the knowledge that we're trying to learn. He knew that a long time ago. And so because of that, he knows how to corrupt our understanding. So that's what you're fighting against. If you don't believe on Jesus Christ, you're already in the devil's grip. Even though it don't look like it. When you die, you're going to be beat up. You're going to be dragged down to a fiery pit. You're going to go through the earth. You're going to see darkness so black that you can't. It's like you can cut it with a knife. And then you're going to see an orange glow at the bottom, a red glow. And the closer you get, you're going to see fire. You're going to feel the heat, the stench, and the stink of hell. And then there are creatures there you wouldn't believe. Spiders the size of a car. Their web is full of hate. And you can't die. You can't stop existing because you're made in the image of God. Now, if you want to get a better visual of hell, you got to go to listen to Mary Kay Baxter on YouTube. The Lord took her several times, and she can tell you what she saw. She saw more than what I saw. I saw people falling into it. She saw the depths of it. And the deeper you go, the worse it is. So the more of an evil person you are, the lower you get to go. Now, Satan makes you feel weak when you're strong and strong when you're weak. When you're already in his grip, he make you feel like everything's okay. Now, see, I walk around knowing this. You listen to a man that's actually been to hell before. I fought Satan since 1983. I've been fighting Satan. I know how he thinks. I know what he can do. But I fought him in the power of the Lord. I know what the Lord can do through us. You got to receive God's information and not block it out. The people that go to hell, they block out God's information and they don't give it a chance. And then the devil take them. See, the people that actually go to heaven, they receive God's word in their heart. And even Christians, a lot of Christians are in danger because they don't receive God's word either. They got saved. They asked the Lord to save them. But how can you stay saved? How can you stay in the love and grace of God without the word of God? And they don't fill their heart with the word of God. They're estranged to the word of God. So the enemy gets them back in trouble again. And when something happens that they're shocking, they don't know what to do. They jump out of faith. Faith is the reason we're righteous. We're righteous not because of our works, but because we believed on Jesus Christ and we apply his blood to our life by our faith. From the time you believe on Jesus, your faith is on. If something happens to your faith and you stop believing, you stop being saved. If you get into wickedness, if you start doing evil and won't repent, you went back to the world and you're not saved anymore. Your name is blotted out of the book of life. Preachers like to include people. Well, that's against the rules because Jesus talked about your name being blotted out. If you do these things, your name will not be blotted out in Revelation chapter 2 and 3. He talked about this. Galatians chapter 5, it lists all the no-nos. I like to call them the no-nos. It lists everything you can. If you do these things, you will not go to heaven. And that's bad. You can't do what you want to do, or anything. You can't do anything and go to hell. You have to live right. You know, this is life. God has rules and regulations that he follows. God don't lie to us. You know, the Lord laid it out plain for us. Now this is Galatians chapter 5 verse 4. It says, for all the laws fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. If you can do that, you can fulfill all the moral law. Now watch this. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would do. But if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred. That's the one people excuse. Variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. This is the war that's in you. The love of God is at war with the works of the flesh. And the works of the flesh are at war with the love of God. The love of God can keep you out of trouble after you've been washed in the blood. You can't do everything you see. You know, you can't run from it. It's everywhere now. You watch TV, the commercials are rated R now. So you have to have the love of God in you to supersede what you see. You have to have the love of God in your heart to supersede the things, the evil things that you see in this world. Satan's trying to set you up. I'm trying to show you the word to spring the trap that you may already be in, or give you knowledge to stay in the love of God if you've already sprung your trap. If you're already walking with the Lord, keep doing it. And follow the love of God. Don't do what you see other people do. Don't even do what other Christians do. It's not okay to hate somebody. And this is how you know when you hate somebody. You can't say anything good about them. When Joseph's brothers hated him, they couldn't say anything good about him at all. And then they tried to kill him. And then they sold him to the Ishmaelites. And that's how he ended up in Egypt. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Everything's free. newlivingletters.com. Everything's free. You can download any video, any audio you want. And there's a book on there called The Spirit of Egypt. Everybody need to read that book. It'll show you history. I wrote what God gave me. He woke me up and taught me about Egypt one night. And he gave me a history lesson on Egypt. And this is your business. But it's on the website. It's on the Living Letters page. This radio broadcast is on the Audio 6 page under the date that it first aired. So, now, you know, bear in mind, Satan don't want you to live. If you make it out of this world alive, and what I mean by alive, you're in the kingdom of God. You're in the kingdom of heaven. You're going to heaven. If you make it out of here alive, you did something. Because it's not easy. There are so many traps and so much wickedness. Some people are ensnared and don't know. This is why you have to not only just receive God's word, you have to reject the knowledge of this world. You have to reject the lies of this world that hinders you from God. I'm not talking about knowledge like an education. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. You have to reject deception. Jesus is the only way out of this. And when people say, well, what about the other religions? All, hear me good. I want to make it so plain. All religions is something that Satan started. But Jesus Christ is what God ordained. And he did it in mystery form. He hid it from Satan. Even though he told him, the seed of woman will crush your head and you'll bruise his heel. He was trying to stop Jesus from the beginning. Every war has something to do with Satan hindering people from learning about Jesus. Or the wars before Jesus came, they were designed to stop Jesus from coming. If you study the word for yourself, you'll know this. So Satan is desperate about keeping people disconnected from the knowledge of God. This is not an attack against your intelligence or your character. If you know these things, do these things. If you don't know these things, learn these things. It's not going to stop you from being as intelligent as you are. It's going to enhance you. Because now you're going to be reunited with God. And whatever God made you, equipped you to do, he gave you all kind of talents and gifts from your birth. You were born with God-given talents and abilities. And Satan tried to hide that from you. See, I walk around knowing that if you get reunited with God, all those things can be activated again. Some of you have skills you don't even know about. Some of y'all are musicians and you don't know it. Some of y'all can solve problems and speak well before men and don't even know it, because Satan tried to suppress whatever God put in you. He's jealous against the fact that you're made in God's image, and he's trying to suffocate it. Now, when I tell people about Jesus, it's so that they can go forward. But proud people won't give you it. They won't listen. They get mad at you. They on their way to the pit. Now, think of all the decisions they're going to make as they're disconnected from God. That's going to make their flames hotter. But when you have to listen. Receiving the word is the key. If you're a Christian and you're going to heaven, keep studying the word and live according to the love of God. Remember, if you love your neighbor as yourself, you fulfill the whole entire law. When you believe on Jesus, you fulfill all the ceremonial laws. All the feast days is in him. They all pointed to him. You got the destination. Those are road signs. You got the destination. Now you can go back and enjoy the Passover in life. They celebrated the Passover expecting life, expecting a Savior to come to get them out of the darkness that they knew that they were trapped in. They couldn't keep the law. You can't keep the law without the blood. So when they sacrificed those animals, that just covered their sin. It didn't wash them away. It didn't give them a new heart. They were struggling. Peter said, why y'all trying to put the law on people, a law that we couldn't even handle? You can't solve the problems of moral law unless you love people like Jesus loved you. You got to love yourself. And when you receive salvation, you got connected to the love of God. You have a reference for the God kind of love. And when you endeavor to love people like God loved you, you fulfill every law. You know, the Lord taught me this. You can't lust after a woman if you love her. If you love her soul, you can't lust after. She's just a person. No matter how beautiful she is, But the love in you, I don't know how it works. You don't. He taught me this. It works. That's how I became free. Everything. I asked the Lord questions, and I got answers. That's what happens when you ask God questions. You get answers. He showed me how this worked. It'll solve the lust problem. If you have a problem lusting after, love the people. Stop looking at them as objects. You know, the Lord taught me this. He said, Satan tempts men to worship a woman's body. That's why they have such a problem with it. But when you love her soul, you don't see it the same way. And that doesn't mean you're not a man. You're not demonic. See, it's demonic to lust after people. There are some men that rape their own relatives because that's demonic, and it causes a lifetime of problems for the people that they hurt. But God is able to, whether you've been the raper or the person that was raped, God can heal your life through the love of God. You got to hear Him. You got to listen to Him. And a lot of things happen. That's why, see, when you get saved, Satan loses control over you, and he make proud people. He confuse proud people. They can't never get it. No, you just trying to tell me what to do, and they die that way. And guess what? When they go to hell, the demons tell them what to do. And they torture them. And they wish they want Jesus to rescue them. Then they start calling on Jesus. Well, it's too late. If you go to hell, you're not coming back. Once you're captured in hell, that's it. I went to hell as a guest. The Lord took me there. I wasn't even afraid. I saw it. I had no fear at all. All I wanted was to help people not go. I went as a guest. I wasn't trapped by it. But if you go without Jesus, you stay, and you ain't coming back. A friend of mine, he saw it. Well, God knew. He broke his neck in a car wreck. And he knew that if they got him past a certain point, the people in hell was trying to, demons was trying to pull him in. And he woke up in the arms of the paramedic. And he said, "Let me go." The paramedic said, "I can't. You'll die. Your neck's broke." He said, "I wasn't talking to you." But you know, this is important. Sometimes people can, I don't even know if he changed his life after that. Some people don't change their life even if they see it. You have to repent and change your life, or that would be your final destination, and that's not good. Now, I'm saying these things because the Lord is returning, and there's still too many people that would love God. They're out there trapped in the world. These are your traps, the way you think, the way you've been taught. The way you process can trap you and keep you from getting saved in the first place. Even after you get saved, you can get in pride and still get trapped. And a lot of people, they want to go to heaven. Jesus said that many will come saying, "Lord, Lord," and he's going to turn to them and say, "I never knew you." They never gave God allegiance. They went through the motions. They didn't really get saved. They didn't have a relationship. They went to church. They did what they wanted to do. They lived life on their terms. They didn't listen to the Lord when he tried to correct them. They didn't repent when they went astray. And they're not going to heaven. God don't know them. And some of them, he said, "I never knew you." That means they never had allegiance to him. Now, some people had allegiance to him and they went back to the world. And right now the Lord is working with people because he see the day coming. The day is upon us. And he don't want to leave any of his people here. He want his people to go to heaven with him. I know this. He wake me up and talk to me about things like this. But the thing, the most common things he's been saying in recent days is that people don't have my word in their heart and they're not going to make it. When they see the disasters happen, they're going to faint. You got to have your faith, got to be intact. I don't know another way to do this, folks. You got to receive God's word and take him at his word. His word got to be in you. Every time you study the word, you're growing. Every time you receive his word, you're growing. Every time you give heed to him, you're growing and changing and developing. And that's what's going to help you believe God when things get horrible. You got to be ready for whatever. It's not, this is a fight.